Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Ano ibig sabihin ng solemnity? Because we don't use that often in our communion. Well, a solemnity is a feast. But it is not just an ordinary feast. When you say a solemnity, it is something very important. Okay? So, ang ibig sabihin ng solemnity is also a feast, but not just an ordinary feast, hindi lang kagaya ng piyesta ng isang santo. No? When you speak of a solemnity, it speaks of an event in the life of our Lord. Okay? Ano ba yung mga solemnities na sineselebrate natin? Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is a solemnity, no? The solemnity of the nativity. Ano pa? Easter, ang pagkabanhaw, no? The resurrection of Christ. So it is not just an ordinary feast, we call it a solemnity, no? The resurrection of Jesus. Today, as we celebrate this solemnity of the Holy Trinity, instead of an event in the life of our Lord, we celebrate a theological mystery. The mystery of our God, who in His identity and essence is revealed to us, a Trinity. So, ang unique sa araw na to, because this solemnity, this feast we are celebrating, is not about an event in the life of the Lord. What we are celebrating today is a theological mystery. Okay? It's a mystery. We are celebrating a mystery because our faith, the Christian faith, is a mystery. And sometimes, as I have said in the past, a mystery is not something that is hidden from us, or something that we can never know or experience. Ang pagkaintindi kasi natin ng mystery, pag sinabi mong misteryo yan, ang ibig sabihin ng misteryo is you will never know that. You'll never experience that. No? We always think of a mystery as something hidden. Kaya pagising mo sa umaga, kung nawawala yung pagkain mo sa refrigerator, anong sinasabi ng nanay? Misteryo. Bakit? Eh, walang kumuha. Pag tinanong mo lahat ng tao sa bahay, sinong kumuha ng cake dito sa loob ng rep? Wala. So, anong sasabihin ng nanay? Pag walang umaamin na kumuha ng cake sa rep, sasabihin niya, ay, misteryo. O yung ibang nanay, mas grabe, milagro. Okay? So we think of a mystery as something that, oh, we will not know that. Oh, misteryo yan, hindi natin makuha yan, hindi natin maintindihan yan ng lubos-lubos. You know, we think of those things. On the contrary, however, when we talk about a mystery in the spiritual order, a mystery is something that is revealed to us. Pag kinuha mo yung biblical meaning and spiritual meaning, ano bang misteryo na sinasabi natin? Okay? Let's proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Misteryo yan. And ang question is, can we not know that? Can we not understand that? Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. It's a mystery, but when you talk of biblical mystery, it's not about something that is hidden or nakatago na hindi mo makuha, hindi mo maintindihan. But spiritual mystery, when we say mystery in the spiritual order, it means that it's something God revealed, pinakita ng Diyos. Yes, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. It's a mystery because God revealed that to us. We can know it. We can understand it to a certain degree, but we cannot fully comprehend it. Amen? Hindi mo talaga lubos-lubos na maiintindihan yan. But you will have an understanding of that. Yes, Christ has died. You know, we know Christ has died. We've seen it. It's just revealed to us. But do you know how He died? How can you take the life? How can how can God die when He is full of life? Still, it is a mystery. It's a great mystery that God can die. Sa totoo lang, no one can take the life of God. Kaya one time sinabi ni Jesus, no one takes my life, I lay it down. Walang pwedeng pumatay sa Kanya. And the reason He experienced death is because, not because people killed Him, He experienced death because He laid down His life. It's a mystery. Yes, it is revealed. Yes, we understand it, naiintindihan natin, but not fully. And today, as we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, we are not celebrating an event in the life of the Lord, but we are celebrating a theology, a teaching of the church of the Trinity. So the Trinity, when you talk about it, it is not something that hidden from us and we can never know and understand. No, we can to a certain degree. Whenever we talk about a mystery, we talk about something that is revealed to us, something that is not hidden from us. Hindi po tinatago ng Diyos sa atin to. Kasi marami nagsasabi, no? Lalo nang yung mga hindi naniniwala sa Trinity. They always say, wala naman sa Bible yan. Wala naman sa Old Testament yan. Well, in the Old Testament, you will notice, there are already hints of the Trinity. Hindi pa pinapahayag ng Diyos, pero meron na siyang mga clue. Meron na siyang mga hint that the Trinity really exists. I'll give you an example. Yung reading natin kanina sa first reading, Genesis. You know, when God created man, anong sinabi niya doon? Let us make man in our image. You notice, sa Old Testament, one God, one Creator, pero nung lilikha niya yung tao, sabi niya, let us, it's plural. Sinong us? Sino sila? Kasi hindi lang isa ang gumawa, ang lumikha ng tao. Sabi niya, let us make man. And people who don't believe in the Trinity, sabi niya, yung mga angels kausap niya. Sabi niya sa mga angels, oh, let us make man, tayo. No. Why? Because man is created in the image of God, not angels. So when God was saying, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, He was referring to God Himself. Pero bakit sabi niya us and our? Hindi singular, but plural. So sa Genesis pa lang, kahit na hindi sinasabi ang Trinity, hindi minimension ang Trinity, in the Old Testament, you already have a hint that your God is not just one person. Yeah, one God. But three persons. Let us make man in our image. Amen? So the Trinity is a mystery that is not hidden from us. God revealed that to us. May nagsasabi din na iniimbento lang yan ng simbahan. Christians were just inventing that story that God is three persons in one God. Hindi po imbento yan. Because all throughout the Bible, makikita mo na. Sa second reading natin, New Testament, sa Old Testament, kanina yung sinabi ko, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Our, us, plural. In the New Testament, ano sabi ni St. Paul when he was telling the church, be of one mind, be united, be at peace with each other? And then he gave them a blessing. May the love of God be upon you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So in the New Testament, lumalabas talaga. Kasi saan yung word na Trinity? Ay wala talaga. Merong pumunta sa akin one time, I was still in Antique, sabi niya, if you can show me the word Trinity in the Bible, I will go to your church and I will give my life to Jesus. Sa isip ko lang, hindi ko naman sinagot. Sabi ko, pumunta ka na lang sa impyerno. Because you will not find the word Trinity in the Bible. Amen? Walang Trinity. But the reality of the Trinity has always been in the Scriptures. Amen? From the Old Testament, nakita natin, marami yan, may mga hint yan. Then, in the New Testament, makikita natin, Paul was saying, may the love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You know? Trinitarian formula. It's always been there. So God is not hiding Himself to us. God is not hiding the mystery of the Trinity to us. He is revealing it to us. The mystery of the Trinity is a mystery so rich and so deep that when we return to it over and over in our life, we come to an ever richer and deeper appreciation of what we will know fully only in the fullness of time. You know, yung mystery ng Trinity, nagsasabi na naman, oh si Bishop, bababa na, pampatay tayo nito, hahaba na naman yung sermon. Sige, akyat lang ulit ako para hindi hahaba. The mystery of the Trinity that is revealed to us. Okay, you notice there, ang mystery na yan, hinahayag talaga ng Diyos sa atin. He wants us to really understand. He wants us to see these things. But that mystery that God reveals to us about Himself, okay, it is so rich, it is so deep, na hindi pwede natin maintindihan sa isang upuan lang. We can never understand it. In one sermon, kagaya ng sermon na to, I don't expect you all to go home and say, now I understand the Trinity. No, we cannot. Pero the Trinity is something that you can encounter every day in your life. And if we go back to it and reflect on it every day and every time we go back, we go deeper and deeper into understanding of it. At hindi lang maintindihan mo. Your understanding will become deep and so rich that you begin to appreciate it. You begin to value. Walang katapusan po. You know, there was a story of the great Saint Augustine, no? Si San Augustine. One time, Saint Augustine was learning and studying kasi matalino talaga. No? Saint Augustine is one of the brilliant mind of the church. He's so intelligent, so wise. And so, one time, he wanted to explain the Trinity to the church. Eh, hindi naman lahat nakaka-explain yan. Kaya nung kahapon nandun ako sa libing ng kapatid ko, nakaupo ako doon. Doon ako sa tabi, nagdadasal. Lahat ng tao lumalapit sa akin, kinocomfort ako. Sabi sa akin, Father, okay lang yan, Father. Ako, salamat. I was there and I was praying, not so much because my sister is now buried, but I was thinking, bukas ang homily, Trinity. At alam nyo ba, ito yung Sunday na maraming pare ayaw. They don't want to delve in this. It's so difficult. So, nung dumating yung primate natin, I was surprised, pumunta si Bishop Ariel. He was there to comfort me nung nandun siya. Sabi niya sa akin, kaya mo yan. Sabi ko, oo, kaya ko yung libing ng kapatid ko. Yung ituturo bukas sa Trinity, medyo mahirap. Tawa ng tawa siya. Sabi niya, oo nga pala, Trinity Sunday tayo bukas. So, St. Augustine wanted to share the church. Matalino siya, brilliant siya, at hindi siya mayabang. Kasi maraming matalino, nagyayabang lang ng talino nila. He really wanted to help the church. And so because he knows he has a brilliant mind, matalino siya, he wanted so much to help the church understand the Trinity. And so nag-aral siya. You know, brilliant mind studying. And after days and months and years of study, he could not fully grasp yung misteryo ng Trinity. Hindi niya talaga makuha at fully understand it so that you can teach it. You know, if you have something you don't understand, it's so hard to teach that. Mahihirapan kang ituro ng isang bagay na ikaw mismo hindi nakaintindi. Amen? Amen? Pero pag naintindihan mo yung isang bagay, ay nako, isang salita mo lang, you can already impart understanding. Okay? Kaya pag si Brother Rex ang nagkwento tungkol sa farming, maintindihan ko kaagad because he has a very strong grasp of farming. Hawak na hawak niya. Alam na alam niya yung farming. Kaya pa nag-share siya sa akin, teaching me about farming, I can understand it because he really understands it. But the Trinity is difficult. And so St. Augustine wanted to teach the church, but how can he teach the church when he cannot fully understand it? And in his frustration, one time, nakwento to, one time he got out of his study, iniwan niya yung libro niya, iniwan niya yung pinag-aralan niya, kasi hindi talaga makuha niya. He went out, naglakad siya sa dagat. He went out for a walk in the beach. So while he was there, he was talking to himself, thinking of the Trinity, praying. And along the beach, he saw a little boy, merong bata doon. Yung bata, humukay ng butas in the sand. He was digging a hole. And in that hole, kumukuha siya ng tubig. He has a shell, meron siyang shell. Kumukuha siya ng tubig sa dagat at pinapasok niya doon sa butas na hinukay niya. Sige, balik-balik siya sa dagat, kuha ng tubig. And so St. Augustine got curious. Tinanong niyang bata, "Iho, anong ginagawa mo?" Itong sabi ng bata, "Ililipat ko ang tubig ng dagat dito sa butas ko. I'm going to empty the ocean and put the water inside my hole." And St. Augustine said to the child, "Oh no, you cannot do that. Hindi mo kayang gawin yan. Ang liit ng butas mo, ang dagat ay napakalawak. How can you put the whole ocean into your hole? It's impossible." And the child looked at him and said, "Mas madali ito kaysa kunin mo yung Trinity at unawain mo sa utak mo." And some people say na yung bata na yun actually was Jesus, no, appearing to St. Augustine. Sabi niya, mas madali pa ilipat yung tubig ng dagat dito sa butas ko compared to getting the mystery of the Trinity inside your head na maunawaan mo talaga. Sabi niya, it's impossible. And St. Augustine said, if you come to the point, dumating ka sa punto at sasabihin mo, naintindihan ko na ang Trinity. Now I have fully understood the Trinity. Pag dumating ka sa punto na yon, sabi niya, then you have not learned anything. Hindi na Trinity ang nasa ulaman ng utak mo. Because the Trinity, yes, we can know, we can understand, but not fully. maybe in the fullness of time, when we can come to the end of everything, maybe maintindihan natin. But more than understanding the Trinity, I believe, as a church, ang tinuturo sa atin na ilagay lang natin yung pananampalataya natin sa iisang Diyos. Isang Diyos, pero tatlong persona. You just put your faith in the Trinity. And as we put our faith in it, then we will be able to live out the life of the Trinity. Yun lang naman ang importante sa atin. Not to really fully grasp it, but to live out what we only understand about the Trinity. Okay? So I'll try to give you something about it. And it's not perfect. It's not a real, hindi masyadong, mababaw masyado to, no? Pero at least meron tayong maunawaan. When you talk of God as one or Trinity, you are talking about God who is three person, distinct person. When I say distinct person, the Father is not the Son. Kasi sabi nila yung Father, nagpapalit-palit lang naman ang anyo eh. Sometimes He is the Son, sometimes He is the Father. No. The Father is really a distinct person. You have only one person of the Father. Then you have the person of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ is not the Father. Okay? The Son is not the Father. He is also a distinct person. The Holy Spirit is also a distinct person. So kung yung sinabi mong person yung Holy Spirit, person yung Son, person yung Father, they're distinct person, they are not one and the same. Therefore, they have will, may sarili silang kalooban, may sarili silang pag-iisip. Okay? Distinct. Pero bakit, Bishop, hindi tatlo ang Diyos natin? If we have three persons in one God, how come we say we only have one God? Because in person, they are distinctly different, but in essence, God the Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. So in essence, they are one. Hindi sila pwedeng isang Diyos, isang Diyos, isang Diyos. No, they are just one God in essence. Three distinct person in one God. That's why when we make the sign of the cross, tinuro ni Bishop Raymundo yung kamay natin, paano? Etong tatlo na to, which represents the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we put them together and we pronounce it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the three person of God, one. Then ano tong dalawa? Jesus Christ is fully God, fully human. Jesus is not half God, half human. No. He is 100% God and 100% man. Kaya ito dito yan. Okay? Then we trace it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We trace it with a cross from the forehead, then lower than our chest, than the shoulders. Ito yung sign ng cross. Kaya makikita mo kahit wala kang sinasabi, pag pumasok ka sa church, when you do that, wala kang sinasabi, wala kang iniisip, but your body is already praying. Yung katawan mo mismo nagdadasal na. It's praying. Amen? Bishop, bakit cross ang ginagamit natin? Well, when you make the sign of the cross on yourself, it means that I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It is a proclamation. It is a prayer to God. Lord, I am crucified with Christ. Ba't ako matatakot sa problema ko? Bakit ako matatakot sa mga kaaway ko? Pinako na ako sa cross eh. Namatay na ako. Now, hindi na ako ang nabubuhay. Yung nakikita yung nabubuhay, si Kristo yan sa akin. So that's a proclamation. Amen? So, the Trinity, Bishop, bakit kailangan natin mayroon tayong kahit konti lang pagkaunawa sa Trinity? Why do we need to understand the Trinity? Maybe not fully, but why do we need to study and learn this? Every year, binabalik-balikan natin yung solemnity of the Holy Trinity every year. Because like I've said, every year when you go back to it every year, mas lalong lumalalim yung pag-unawa mo. Amen? And you will have a richer appreciation of your God. Why? Why? Because as disciples of God, as followers of God in Christ Jesus, we are created in the image and likeness of God. Hindi mo maintindihan ang sarili mo, ang buhay mo. You can never fully grasp it until you understand certain things about God. Amen? Bakit? Because you are created in the image and likeness of God. When God reveals Himself to you, then a part of yourself is also revealed to you. Mauunawaan mo rin yung sarili mo. You'll begin to understand who you are. That's why one of the many problems of the church today and Christians, why we are not walking in the way we should walk, because we don't have an identity. We don't know who we are. Maraming nalulungkot na Kristiyano. They're so sad. They're so frustrated in life, not knowing who they are. Kaya pag hindi mo naunawaan kung sino ikaw, who you really are, your identity, you will go through life with so much difficulty. That's why we need to understand who we are. Maraming tao nalulungkot sila dahil may sakit sila, dahil konti ang pera nila. And you know, they become so frustrated. Wala akong pera. Hindi na ako malusog. Etong linggo na to, ang dami kong matandang nakausap. Sabi nila, matanda na kami. Matanda na kami. Sabi niya, Father, kung sana lang maibalik yung pagkabata ko. Sabi ko, nag-uumpisa naman na sa isip mo. Joke yun. Sabi ko, babalik tayo talaga sa pagkabata natin. Pero wag mo munang hingiin ngayon kasi maaakyat ka sa langit. I believe we can go back to being young again, but not here. Not in this world. You want to be young again? Oh, antayin mo, umakyat ka doon sa taas. Doon, kahit 5 taon ka, magtatakbo-takbo, hindi ka mapapagod. You're so young. But not yet. Wag muna. May mission pa tayo dito. Naintindihan ninyo. Okay? We have to know ourselves. We have to find our identity. And our identity, you want to know who you are? Kasi pag nakilala mo yung sarili mo, once you find out who you are, your identity, you will also know what you can do. And many Christians don't know what they can do. May problema ako, wala akong magawa. Bishop, ganito, ganito, wala na akong magawa. Bishop, hindi ko alam yung gagawin ko. Bakit hindi mo alam yung gagawin? Kasi hindi mo kilala kung sino ka. Amen? May nagkwento sa akin isang bata. Meron daw kotse na maliit. Sabi na lang natin, Toyota. Sabi niya sa isang Lamborghini na sports car, sabi niya, karera tayo, karera tayo. Alam niyo yung Lamborghini na car, it's a very fast car, sports car yan. So sabi daw ng maliit na Toyota, halika, karera tayo. Sabi ng Lamborghini, hindi kita kaya, mabagal kasi ako. So, and many times in our life, we can do all things to Christ who gives us the strength. Meron kang plano sa pamilya mo, meron kang plano para sa anak mo. Eh, Bishop, medyo mahina ang pera ko. Bishop, ganito. Do you know who you are? Kilala mo ba kung sino ka? Bishop, ang dami kong pagkukulang sa buhay. Bishop, ang dami ko ng palpak sa buhay. Bishop, ang dami ko ng naranasan sa buhay. Hindi na siguro ako aahon. Sino ka? Why are you saying that? You don't know who you are. If you only know who you are, then you will begin to see what you are capable of. Kaya sa mga bata, sa mga young people natin, sabi ko, mangarap kayo. I want our children to dream and to dream big. Mangarap kayo. Mga magulang, huwag niyo silang turuan na patayin yung pangarap nila dahil wala tayong pera. Huwag ganyan. Pumunta ako sa isang squatters area one time, visited a squatters area. Mahirap kausapin yung mga magulang doon kasi paglapit sa'yo, hihingi na kaagad ng pera dahil mahirap sila. So ang ginagawa ko, kinakausap ko yung mga bata. Yung mga bata, ni singko, walang hinihingi. So I was talking with the children doon sa squatters area, nag-uusap, naglalaro ako sa mga bata. Then I asked them, tinanong ko sila, paglaki mo, anong gusto mo maging? And some of the children were laughing, they were quiet. Pero merong isang bata doon, sabi niya, gusto ko maging doktor. Sa squatters area, pag may narinig ka na isang bata na may pangarap, malaking bagay yan. Kasi sa lugar na yan, yan ang lugar minsan na yung pangarap patay na. Pag wala ng pangarap, wala ng pag-asa. Hanggat may ginhawa, kahit ano pang sirkumstansya, habang may buhay, may Diyos. Joke. May pag-asa. Kaya huwag mong patayin yung pag-asa. Diba? Sabi ng isang bata, paglaki ko, Father, gusto ko maging doktor. And I was so happy because sa squatters area na yan, at least may nangangarap ng mataas na pangarap. It's good. Masarap talaga pakinggan. At sabi ko lang sa batang yon, sabi ko, alam mo, iho, pagdadasal talaga kita. I really pray for you. Tapos biglang nandyan yung nanay. Ay nako, yung nanay. Patay trip talaga. Sabi niya sa anak niya, hindi ko na lang sabihin yung word na sinabi niya. Sabi niya, G-A-G-O ka. Sabi ng nanay. Kaya mo ba maging doktor? Yun ang sabi ng nanay. Patay trip. Sinira yung pag-asa ng bata. Kaya mo ba mag-doktor? Bungkol, kating mana. Kaya mo maging mag-doktor? Alam mo, sagot ng bata, oo, kaya ko. Ikaw, kaya mo ba? So parang, nung narinig ko yun, parang, yes. You know? Sige anak, panatan mo pa. Kaya ko, sabi ng bata. At tinanong niya yung nanay niya, ikaw, kaya mo ba? Hindi nakasagot yung nanay. When we don't know our identity, you will not know what you're capable of doing. Minsan nangangarap tayo ng mababa lang kasi hindi natin kilala yung sarili natin. Nangangarap tayo base sa pera natin. Base sa edad natin. Base sa mga bagay-bagay. We base everything in what we only understand about ourselves. But if you know who you really are, pagkilala mo kung sino ka, lalawak yung pagkaunawa mo at tataas ang pangarap mo sa buhay. Amen? Amen. Hindi tayo makakaahon sa kahirapan kung yung mangangarap tayo ng mababa lang. Sabi nga ng isang philosopher, aim for the stars and you will hit the treetops. Aim for the treetops only, you will hit the ground. Aim for the stars and you will hit the treetops. Mangarap ka na mataas. And it begins with knowing who you are. Why do we need to understand the Trinity? Because we are created in that image and likeness. Yan ang kawangis natin. Kung sa Bisaya pa, doyon roaton nga hormahan, ina ikaw ging horma it Diyos sa anang sarili mismo. That's why if you understand that God is Trinity, then you begin to understand your identity. We are not a people who is designed to live alone. Because God, yes, one God, but they are three persons. Three persons so united, so in love, moving in love, that they become one in essence. If you identify with that, then you begin to realize family is important. Community is important. You want to grow spiritually at sasabihin mong, papasok lang ako sa loob ng kwarto ko. Ayaw ko makipaghalubilo sa ibang mga Kristiyano. Puro mga ipokritong mga yan. You know what? That is not who you are. You will never grow spiritually when you try to live alone. You have to live in community and family. That is where you have been made in the image and likeness of God. God is a community. Our God is a communion and a unity. Kaya nga, community. Communion means they are loving each other. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. Yeah, we know that, Bishop, nasa Bible yan. Pero yung Holy Spirit, hindi na mention. Ang Ama, mahal ang anak. Ang anak, mahal ang Ama. It is also revealed in Scripture that the Father is the lover, the Son is the beloved. Where is the Holy Spirit? Saan ang Holy Spirit dyan? Oh, hindi nyo nakikita? Nandyan, kasama siya. If God is the lover, and the Son is the beloved, the love they share is the Holy Spirit. Siya yung pag-ibig na namamagitan sa anak at saka sa ama. Amen? So that's the Trinity. If we identify ourselves with the Trinity, if you find your identity, you will live in communion and unity. In other words, we cannot live individually or alone. We have to live as a community. Now, merong malaking community, merong maliit na community. In any way, we are designed and created to live in community. Community is the place where we love each other. It is not a place that we are taught to like each other because we will never, never come to a point that we will like each other. Meron naman talagang nagugustuhan mong tao sa simbahan, di ba? Pero hindi lahat ng tao gusto mo sa simbahan. Pero pwede tayong mabuhay na magkasama, not liking each other, but loving each other. Amen? Sa mga mag-asawa, di ba may araw na pagising mo, you don't like your wife. Sabi ng mga lalaki, pero ayaw mag-raise ng hand kasi yung asawa na sa tabi. Yeah, there are days you wake up, you don't like your wife. Yung mga asawa din. May araw nagigising ka, nakikita mo yung asawa mo, you don't like him. Lalo na buong gabi nang hihilik, di ka nakatulog. You wake up, you don't like your husband. But you still remain in the house, you cook for him, not because you like him, but because you love him. Amen? Hindi lahat ng ginagawa natin nagugustuhan ng Diyos. Amen ba? Hindi lahat ng ginagawa natin nagugustuhan ng Diyos. Pero tayo, mahal ng Diyos. Kahit na hindi niya gusto yung ginagawa natin minsan, He's always there. When you need Him, He will come to you and help you. When you sin and make mistake, it does not make you less of a child of God because God looks at you as His son, as His daughter. Hindi nababawasan ang pagiging anak mo ng Diyos. He forgives us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Yung anak mo ba, yung baby mo na sweet, pag nadumihan ba, nagagalit ka ba dahil madumi ang bata? Hindi. Hindi naman ako bishop galit, naiinis lang. Okay lang yan. But still, kinukuha mo yung batang madumi na at pinapaliguan mo para bumango ulit. Diba? It's the same thing with us. We get dirty sometimes. We do so many things. Nadudumihan tayo. Akala natin galit ang Diyos sa atin. No, God is not angry at you. He'll never leave you. Never forsake you. That is love. If we begin to understand who our God is, Trinity, ang nangyayari niyan, it begins to influence our life. That's why yung mga tatay, you spend time with your family. Yeah, they know you have to work. Naintindihan ng pamilya mo na kailangan mo magtrabaho. Pero pag walang trabaho, huwag ka naman pumunta sa barkada muna. Go home and be with your children. Naintindihan nila may trabaho ka. Sige, Papa, trabaho ka. Alam namin kumakayod ka para sa amin. Pero pag wala namang trabaho, ay naku, nandun pa rin sa sabungan. Nandun pa rin kung saan-saan. Nandun pa rin sa barkada. Hindi. Pag walang trabaho, di umuwi ka sa pamilya mo. Stay with your children. Why? Because that is who you are. You are created in the image and likeness of God. God is communion. God is unity. Loving one another. Pag naunawaan natin yan, babago ang buhay natin. We will become more loving in our community. Amen? Ay, nakakainis si brother ganito. Ay, nakakainis si ano. Gusto ko magsimba, sana absent siya. Sabi ng isa sa akin, Bishop, hindi ako magsisimba ngayon kasi ayaw ko yan, oh. Ayaw ko yan, oh. Katabi na yan. Sana magkasakit yan next Sunday para makasimba ako. Grabe naman. Diba? Kasi hindi mo naunawaan ang sarili mo. Sabi ko, intindihin mo muna yung kapatid mo. Ikaw naman, eh. Nagagalit ka na kagad, hindi mo naintindihan. Sabi niya, Bishop, ilang taon na ako dito, hindi ko pa rin naiintindihan yan. Alam mo bakit hindi mo naiintindihan? Dalawang bagay. Number one, ayaw mong intindihin. Ayaw mo talagang intindihin. So hindi mo naintindihan. Second, ba't mo maintindihan? Hindi mo nga maintindihan ang sarili mo. You can never understand another person if you yourself don't understand yourself. Kaya pag nagagalit ako sa isang tao, tinitingnan ko muna yung sarili ko, ba't ako nagalit? Hindi, dahil sa tao na yan eh. Masungit kasi yan. Hindi, hindi. Tingnan mo muna yung sarili mo, ba't ka nagagalit sa kanya? What's wrong with you? But when you begin to understand, I am created in the image and likeness of God. God is communion. God is unity. loving each other. Then when I begin to understand myself, then I will understand that person. Ay, may sakit pala. Ay, masungit yan. May taning na ang buhay. Oh, ganun ba? Sige, hayaan ko na siya maging masungit. Okay lang. Malubha pala yung sakit. Then you understand the person, naintindihan mo na siya. So kahit na nagagalit, kahit na nakakainis na, okay lang sa'yo. Magdadala ka pa rin ng pansit sa Sunday para sa kanya o kumain ka muna. Diba? Why? Kasi naunawaan mo siya. Bakit mo siya naunawaan? Naunawaan mo rin yung sarili mo. Paano mo maunawaan ang sarili mo? Kasi ang Diyos nagpakilala sa atin at naunawaan natin ang Diyos. We are created in the image and likeness of God. The more we will know God, the more we will know ourselves. And the more we know ourselves, the more we will live in love with others, forgiving each other, taking care of each other. That is what community is. When we come together as a church, when you come together as a family, you are living in the image and likeness of our God.